Mateo featuring Manny Marino and A Limelight right here on The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Our next story takes us to an interesting local initiative. So we all know last weekend's announcement by PM Muhyiddin Yassin. He announced the Recovery Movement Control Order, which has relaxed and reopened many businesses and industries. However, one big one is nightlife and the club scene that still remains shut, and I would say rightly so. Better be safe than sorry. An unfortunate effect to that is that many full-time DJs who require these events and a bustling nightlife as their primary source of income, they haven't been working since March. Many of them out of jobs, some of them performing online. But then again, Hanif, that doesn't put food on the table, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Twitch came in, right? With the donations.
Yeah.
With most of these DJs being freelancers, getting paid nightly, and most club owners caught between a rock and a hard place, not sure what to do, that doesn't seem to be an immediate light at the end of the tunnel for the nightlife industry. And I really wonder what the new normal is going to be for the nightlife scene. Guidance and the guidelines from the government still seems to be zero. There hasn't been any announcement regarding nightlife. So a group of longtime DJs have started an initiative to share their plight. They are calling themselves DJs Jaga DJs, and it's a group that aims to reach out to the authorities and relevant bodies to provide SOPs and guidelines to let them spin again and put food on the table. This is a group led by Jason Martin, who has 30 years experience as a DJ and also owns events company Sound Design. He joins us on the show this week to tell us more about his DJs Jaga DJs initiative.
Okay, Daryl, we came about this since the MCO was implemented on the 18th of March. Okay, so during that period, a lot of DJs, I would say 95% of the DJs in the country were laid off, or even more, or 99% were laid off, you know, of work due to, you know, bars being closed, restaurants, bars. Of course, the event site was also affected by this. So the gig-based DJs, the club resident DJs, DJs work on a freelance basis were all affected by this. And many of them also needed to take a pay cut, in the sense that some of the clubs, you know, they pay a full-scale salary for the month, depending on the kind of contract they have signed up for. Some have lost their full-time income due to this, and some have also have to diversify and try to do something else to make ends meet. So for we thought that the MCO and this COVID pandemic will end as soon as, you know, will end pretty soon, but we did not expect it to be extended for such a long period, where all of us, including me, Daryl, was really affected, in the sense that there's no income at all. Already been for 2 months, you know, there's no income at all. So we had to find different avenues to make ends meet. And we thought, I initiated this, DJs Jaga DJs, and I got a couple of my friends who have been DJs for, before me, or can I say DJs who were forefronters in the scene before me,
right,
and a couple of other guys as well, to spearhead this movement called DJs Jaga DJs, because we understood that DJs need to take care of DJs at the moment of time before our voices can be heard by the masses or even by the government.
I know for the past couple of months, you know, we've been touching on stories how musicians, especially, and DJs are affected by this pandemic, and many of them have moved to trying to do stuff online. Have you thought about that too?
Yes, Daryl, we have been, you know, apart from just DJing online, so this is something new to us. This is what we call the new norm, so-called, that I've been saying right now.
Yeah.
So we have been DJing online. So we had this one little issue, and we still have that issue for us, because we need to monetize what we are doing.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, everybody was keeping their music alive, but telling people, their fan base, telling them that we are still here, we'll definitely come back to the scene and show you guys a good time. And during the period or when the time, as time goes by, we need to monetize things, you know, because we need to make some money to pay for our bills that we have every month. Yeah. So we have done a couple of things. Every individual DJ is working towards that and trying to monetize his gig via streaming. Now we stream live, and some of them have moved on to some other avenues, like, you know, driving Grab or even doing online food delivery. Right. They themselves, you know, they cook and then they sell that online, and many other different avenues just to keep them going.
Mm. How do you think then that the relevant ministry or the appropriate bodies can aid this initiative?
Well, firstly, we do not know ourselves in which preview of ministry we fall in. Either we fall in the arts and tourism ministry, or we fall under the multimedia and telecommunications ministry, or any other ministry, that because we don't have any clue. And we being the been labeled as the non-essential workforce, and that has even put us on a difficult journey in meeting the ministry and whoever is relevant to give us a helping hand.
Mm.
So we really want to meet them, and we want to express what we are going through, because now the RMCO, the clubs and the bars and the and even some restaurants who hire DJs, the implementation of us going back to work will be on the 31st of August. So we've got to bear another 2.5 months with this, you know.
Jason, you suggested on collaborating with the tourism industry, right? Can you just elaborate on this further?
Okay, firstly, we are also working, we're really working on coming up with our own SOPs to present to the ministry, because we as DJs, we work from a DJ booth. So, and we also will work together with the establishment, the restaurants, the clubs or the bars. They will also have their own SOPs. So we need to adhere that, and together, I think we working back in the clubs or pubs would not be an issue, because we will be at our DJ booth.
Mm.
And there's many things that we also need to explain to them, that we also play a big role in the economy, in the ecosystem of tourism. It's a chain reaction. We also contribute, because we have tourists who come into Malaysia, and we are also known as one of the finest entertainment hub in ASEAN, so to speak, even in Asia. So we have a lot of tourists coming here, and they also will seek to go out to have some entertainment. That's where we come in. And also a lot of festivals we take part. Like, for instance, I give you an example, like the Rainforest Festival in Sarawak, which has been held yearly. A lot of bands from all around the world, people come into the country. You know, it also helps the hotel industry. It helps the transportation industry, the F&B industry. So we do actually play a very big role in the ecosystem in a whole, but shall I say.
Mm. There was also talks of how the industry should start an association with club owners and DJs on a subscription-based kind of thing to protect industry players. Can you just explain more on this?
The thing is, like, this is has been going on for a long time,
right.
this conversation, and we need to get to set up, because we have not, to tell you the truth, this is new to us.
Yeah.
It's something we never expected. COVID is something we never expected to happen. So this is something new, and this has opened and broadened our minds, our eyes and our minds to really think about what's the next step in case in the near future we get hit by another pandemic and so on and so forth. We have a resilient package or something like that, something to take care of this industry.
Mm.
So we will definitely have a chat with the bars, club owners, and how we can together collaborate and have some kind of understanding that if things like this happen again, or even now, how we can, how the DJs can actually go back to work, how soon can they go back to work, are they themselves able to hire the DJs back again, because we do understand that the club owners have also gone through a big hit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the clubs were closed, the restaurants, the bars mostly were closed. They are now starting back the operation, and it is not the capacity that they used to have. It's you know, maybe down to 30% with the physical distancing. Then the people, I mean the patrons who patronize the outlets are also now dropped to a bigger margin. So we also understand how they feel and whether they have the capacity to hire the DJs back. But I think that the resident DJs who are working there will definitely start first before the gig based DJs. So we're looking into that, and most importantly, DJ Jagah DJs is also a drive. We try to create something out of this. First, create the awareness, create the unity among the DJs, because I really want everyone to come together, and then with one voice, we'll be louder, better.
Yeah, for sure. You guys had a couple of months to think about this. How then should, yeah, I guess, the nightlife industry, the nightlife landscape move forward and reinvent themselves? Ideally, what's the ideal situation for you?
At the moment, it's still a little bit bleak because we have another 2.5 months to go through this. You know, we thought it could be 1 month or maybe two, but now if you calculate from March 18, it's going to be maybe 5 months. So this has been very difficult, and it's going to be a very different kind of like they say it's a new norm. We have to adapt to things. We have to make changes. So we are willing. The DJs are willing to follow any SOPs that are set by the government or the authorities. We are ready to go with that. And of course, like I said earlier, the establishments also will have their own SOPs. So we are trying to push to get back to work as soon as possible, because the DJs can't go and do busking. It's very difficult to go into that kind of category of entertainment, you know. So we are mostly club-based, event-based. So if these two entities does not move, we are actually
stuck in limbo, right?
From earning a living, yeah. In a limbo, and also for us to find and to make ends meet. It's been very difficult for everybody.
Yeah. Jason, how do you foresee the new normal to be like for the nightlife industry?
It will take a little bit of time. Like I said, you know, it'll take a little bit of time, and I don't expect the clubs to open or even the ministries to approve dancing. We have to find different ways, you know, with physical distancing, which is now definitely is something that everybody has to adhere. And then how soon this can change and come back to the norm will definitely take a lot of time. Also, the event industry, which also has supported us, DJs, for giving us jobs for events and stuff like that. So even they cannot move. And so it's going to be very, very difficult for all of us. But we are finding ways and avenues in which way, like what I said to earlier as well, going online and trying to monetize in whichever way we can, using our passion, our skills to earn some money.
That was Jason Martin talking about his initiative DJs Jaga DJs, an initiative to, I guess, highlight the plight of DJs in this country to the authorities.
That's right. If you'd like to revisit that interview again, do remember that the podcast will be up real soon, www.bfm.my/pulse. Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things, right? We're going to be talking about more festival cancellations. We're going to be talking about protest music, Kanye West, you can't escape him, and also the Dalai Lama dropping music.
I'm looking forward to that.
Interesting. But first up, here's a new one from Disclosure, the British duo. First bit of music since 2015's Caracal. This is Disclosure and Energy. Stay tuned. This is The Pulse on BFM 89.9.